The Asian community is increasing in Warren. According to the census, in 2010, people who identified as Asian alone made up 5% of the population. That grew to 10% in 2020. This increase is due in large part to an increase in the Bangladeshi and Hmong populations in Warren. Well, now the city is gearing up for a primary election in August, and those demographic changes are showing up on the ballot. Rebecca Islam is the executive director of APIA Vote Michigan, a nonprofit that works with Asian and Pacific Islander Americans. She tells WDET's Laura Herberg that in Warren there are 5 Bangladeshi Americans and 1 Hmong American running for city council this primary.
So my understanding at this time, this is historic in that we have yet to have an Asian American city council member in Warren.
And why do you think Asian American candidates are showing up in Warren this election?
The demographics are changing. The population, the diversity of this community is changing. And this includes an increase of Asian Americans in the area. And currently in Warren, we see a substantial number of Bangladeshi and Hmong community. So we need to ensure that we have representation for both communities. Given the needs of each community and the needs of the community at large, it is optimal and crucial to have representation for both communities, and that we don't expect one to fulfill the cultural needs of both, although we know that all city council members will work to serve the needs of the city at large as determined by all of its residents. Still, I think it's really important that establishing sensitivity to the diaspora of Warren's community's needs is essential to ensure that the council accurately reflects its essential needs. And for that very reason, I think more and more folks are starting to step up and really take responsibility and have decided to run for office.
And what other communities in Southeast Michigan are seeing an increase in Asian and Pacific Islander candidates and or elected officials?
Currently, Hamtramck City Council has 4 Asian Americans, 4 Bangladeshi Americans who are serving on City Council. To the extent of my observation, the pattern of the Bangladeshi community in Hamtramck appears to reflect an establishment presence over at least a minimum of the last 2 decades, right? So I think we've seen it in Hamtramck, the growing community of the Bangladeshi population, South Asians, and that's being reflected on its city council right now.
Why should Asian and Pacific Islander Americans run for office?
We should run for office because we want to be represented. You know, who can speak for ourselves who can speak for us than ourselves? And Asian Americans are the fastest growing demographic in the state as well as in the United States. So it's really important that we have seats at the table now to represent ourselves, and representation is key.
And is your organization doing anything to help encourage more Asian and Pacific Islander candidates to run?
Yes, we are. So we have a C3 organization, 501c3, as well as a 501c4, which allows us to lobby and get behind and endorse candidates that have beliefs that align with their community. And we're really excited to support viable candidates interested in moving the community forward. We will be hosting a candidate forum in the next few months to get to know all the candidates better, to learn about their platforms, issues, and allow them to better connect with the public and the community at large.
And anything that you would like to add?
We have Capitol Day coming up. On May 10th, we will be at the Capitol talking to our legislators about important issues that relates to Asian Americans. So we welcome everyone to join us on May 10th at the Capitol in Lansing.